Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 217 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for October 3rd is there something in your past or a current situation you are holding on to really hard? Are you holding on because letting go may lead to some discomfort for you? Consider the possibilities for your life if you let go of this situation. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of rising above. There may be lots of reasons that we hold on to things in our lives, even though deep down we know they are toxic for us, or they hold us back from moving forward and reaching our potential. Sometimes we hold on to relationships because we're hoping the other person will change, or we think there isn't anyone else out there for us. Sometimes we stay stuck in jobs that we are miserable in because we don't think we will find anything better. Sometimes we're afraid of the unknown, and sometimes it's just plain easier to stay where we are and complain instead of taking the risks to get out of our comfort zone. This is the opposite of the grass is greener on the other side of the fence mentality. In the grass is greener mentality, we don't appreciate the blessings that we actually have in our situation, and we think everything out there is better than our current circumstances. But holding on to toxic situations that make us miserable because we're afraid of letting go can be just as detrimental. We can call it the there is no grass anywhere else mentality. Things are rarely on the extremes like we often try to paint them, and the truth lies somewhere in the middle. But somewhere in the middle, there is a tipping point between the grass is greener mentality and the there is no grass anywhere mentality. And one of the situations as teachers and coaches where we sometimes need to let go is giving the kids we work with a fresh start. I know this is something I've gotten better at, but I still need to keep improving. Sometimes we hold kids' past behaviors against them and don't believe they will ever change. We blame their parents or home life for why they are the way they are, and we label and categorize them. And yes, we all do this on some level in many different aspects of our lives, but this is not how we want people to treat us, and this is not how we teach kids they have the power to write their own story. If we want young people to learn, grow, and change into the best version of themselves, then we need to give them the opportunity to do that. We need to show them that every day is a new chapter with blank pages that can be written. And we do that by giving them the grace to have a fresh start as many times as they need to. So how about you? Is there something in your past or a current situation you are holding on to really hard? Are you holding on because letting go may lead to some discomfort for you? Consider the possibilities for your life if you let go of this situation. I would encourage you to look at the students or players in your classrooms or on your teams. Is there something about a student or player from the past that you are holding on to that is damaging that relationship? Let's step out of our comfort zone and look for the possibilities of how rising above and giving that relationship a fresh start can help that young person. Because maybe rising above our own discomfort and what we are holding on to will inspire those kids to learn, grow, and change. And this is how we can give our gifts and abilities away. And this is how we can increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.